I love this town. Yes, it's time for another story. Your stories about life in our small towns and points beyond that make up our communities are what make up I Love This Town with your friends from the coast. These are those heartwarming and often uplifting and sometimes hilarious stories about things that can only happen in small towns like ours. And you absolutely are invited to submit a story of your own. Those things, often little things, that make us go, I love this town. And we may share your story on air. And if we do, you'll also get an I Love This Town t-shirt. Now, today, our story comes from Kate. And she says, you know, I believe one of the smartest, happiest things I've done in my life was moving here, and shared a little, she called it a snapshot of just a couple of hours of an average day that illustrate the quiet joy that she gets from living in a small town. Kate says, David and I were running errands, walking around Fort Bragg on our various missions. Just down the block from our house, we stopped to speak to our neighbors who were outside their place doing some chores. We were just catching up a bit. Always liked to get the update on the cat that they saved. They'd been across town from home and witnessed the cat getting hit by a car. David and I were across town that day, too, and were also witnesses, not to the cat getting hit, but to Richard and Travis saving it, stopping, giving first aid, and taking the cat off to the emergency vet. Good folks. A block further along on our walk, a neighbor had a big yard sale going on. As we were walking up, we saw among the shoppers one of our financial advisors. Said hello, wished each other good shopping. Funny how we share multiple contacts with everyone we know in our small communities. Seeing her was a reminder of that. Another of our neighbors owns a business in the Depot Mall. Not unusual for us to see Jeff when we cut through the parking lot on our walk about town. So we wave and he yells, good morning. And in the parking lot, the woman we've been renting videos from at Figuritos for 20 years was getting in her car. So we waved and said, hey, we'll see you later. David and I cut through the alley alongside Headlands Coffee House, behind Teamwork and Coast Hardware, past the Golden West and behind the post office. And of course, we had to stop and look at the mailbox. A few weeks ago, it had been all the talk because the mailbox had been taken out of commission. It was an alley box, which many locals used after or before hours mail drop-off. But it had gotten bent and twisted and was covered in caution tape. But there was a shiny new mailbox, apparently open for use. And while we were standing there inspecting it to be sure that it was true, marveling over our restored mailbox, one of our postal carriers came over and assured us that, yes, it was back in commission, explaining that the box had been crunched by one too many big delivery trucks coming up the alley, so it had to be replaced. We thanked him for the update and for sharing a chuckle with us. And you know, I've mentioned that the mailbox is back to a couple people now. Everybody has been happy to hear that. Our day went on like that. Guess that sounds kind of quiet, but it's perfect. It doesn't take a huge event, a remarkable or stunning happening. No, it's the everyday. The smiles, the shared waves, the welcoming recognition, being part of a community that makes life in a small town so special. Yeah, I love this town. Me too, Kate. Thank you for sharing your snapshot of a day in the life of our small towns. Please feel free to share your story with your friends from the coast for I Love This Town. On paper, send it to 110 South Franklin Street in Fort Bragg, California. And again, to share it easily online and access some past stories too, head to our website, kozt.com, and choose the link for I Love This Town.